Good morning. It's Friday, March 5th, 2021, 10:34 a.m. Yeah, get all the numbers out before I forget any of them. So yeah, the meeting blessedly did not go for 2 hours this morning, which is good. We got all the business that we needed to get done. So yeah, the first thing I did was strap on my boots and come out for the walk, because otherwise I would have sat back down again, gone back to work. I got about, I don't remember. I think it's around 1,500 words so far this morning. Started early, around 6:30 or 7, and wasn't able to maintain focus for that whole period. But 7 to 9. Made a good dent in it. Gotta finish it. But I want to get the walk out. Stretch out the muscles, get the stink blowed off. Let my mind recover a little bit from the meeting. I can go back. There's a lot of talky talk in this book. I don't know how much of it's gonna stay, to be perfectly honest. I say that all the time. It's like I don't know how much this is gonna keep. And then I wind up keeping all of it. We'll see. I don't know. I don't have an ending yet, but I have an idea of where the ending might be, which is actually progress. So I have an idea of what the end might be. I just said that a minute ago. I keep trying to rephrase it into being more accurate, but I think it's just let it go. Put the shovel down and stop digging. What else? I don't know what else I am. The last 24 hours have been just sort of like, okay, let's do the thing. I played most of yesterday afternoon. I got the words done. Got the podcast posted. The postcard podded. And then fired up Arc and played most of the afternoon. I was right about waiting long enough for it to start raining. Because it did. It rained in the afternoon. If I'd waited, I would have been rained out. And I'm glad that I wasn't, because let me keep the streak alive for one more day. There's a thing about it. Is it, once I get 2 or 3 or 4 to 5 days going, then that's that little extra, oh, shut up, put your boots on, go for a walk. Keep the streak alive. It's working for the writing. It's like, you know, I haven't missed a day since February 1st. I haven't missed a day. And a lot of those days, I've actually written a lot more than 2,000 words. They don't all count because they're not part of the work in process. I've written a couple of blog posts. I've done a couple of things for some closed communities where I've made some extended writing. But 500,000 words, something like that. But I don't count them in my daily word count because they're not words that you might possibly read. They don't count in the grand scheme of keeping my streak alive. It's just like if I were to record something and post it, but didn't do it while I was walking on the sidewalk, it wouldn't get its own day number. It would just be an extra file. Yeah, the rules are somewhat arbitrary. There's no question about that. The rules are extremely arbitrary, but they're my rules, and I'm going to work with them. Playing my own game here. It's like the mods I put on the server. Playing my own game. Sniff, snort, sniff, snort. It's kind of a nice day. It's 54, 56. The sun is out, it's shining bright. Got a windbreaker on, but it's definitely overkill today. It's garage sale season, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Signs are up on the posts here, so must be garage sale season. It's a beautiful day for it. I mean, really. Trying to think if there's anything else I want to talk about today. There really isn't. I'm not up in arms about anything today. I do think I'm going to go back and write another, at least one more book about Sarah. My head and my heart are in conflict on this one. That's the problem. It's like, I can see it. I can see why without dismissing it as wanting the easy ending, because the ending won't be easy. But I can see it. I can see it. I may have to do it. I don't know when, but I may have to do it. So what else? I'm still reading this Lidke book. A Bright Black Sea. Lidke, L-I-T-K-A. And yeah, it's... I'm the further I get into the book, the more I'm convinced that it really is a collection of novellas that he's just put into a single volume and given them chapter titles, chapter headings, so they look like chapters in the book rather than novellas in their own. There's a lot of bleed over between them, and so they work really, really well together. I give Mr. Lidke props on that, because it does work as one long story. But I think I said yesterday, it's got a bad case of Lester Dent. Counterpoint, get ready. Stay with me. Monk post. And I've mentioned Lester Dent. So if you don't know who Lester Dent is, Lester Dent was one of the premier pulp writers, I want to say of the 50s. Might have been earlier. But, yeah, his guidelines for writers are start small and make it really bad as you go along. there's actually a plot generator, a random table plot generator somewhere online. I don't remember where it is anymore. You could probably find it, but I don't know where the link is. But you basically start out with you give it a couple of keywords. I don't remember if character is one or not, but you give it a couple of keywords and then you turn it loose. And you work down through it and basically roll a dice for, okay, how many people are after your main character now? Each step, it has to be more than the last step. So if you start out and you've got one guy after him, the next step has to be at least two. Three is better, four is preferred. I'm paraphrasing here, don't quote me on this. So if they start with beating him up with a fist fight, then the next one has to be knives. And after knives is guns. And presumably after that is rocket-propelled grenades. Although I don't know that they had that nomenclature. But each step, it has to escalate. And not just a little bit, but a lot. Because that was the pulp formula. And as there's a lot of pulpiness in this Lidke book. And I say that as in admiration more than as a condemnation. But it's a lot easier to put this book down than the books that I've been reading lately. Pick it up. I'm not going to give it up. I may not go to the second volume, but I'm a little more than halfway after several days, which is unusual for me. Highly unusual. I have several books lined up behind it now too. Good morning. Let them go by. Step out into the street. Good morning. The the last volume of For the Love of Purple is waiting for me. It's Violet, and I'm looking forward to that. But I'm kind of keeping it in reserve for when I really need that feel good book. I really want to know Violet's story. I suspect I will consume it in one sitting. My expectation. It may take two. I may have to do something like fix dinner while I'm reading it or something. I don't know. Let's see how it works out. But I've got a bunch of books on my TBR pile. The next Shade book should be out by the end of the month too, so I gotta get reading. I gotta get stuff done here. This is serious. Today's the 5th. I don't think I finished a book this month, have I? I don't know. Don't remember. I don't remember when I started Litka. Seems like I've been reading it forever. I'm pretty sure I started it last month because I'm pretty sure that was the book I posted on my website. I'm not 100% sure. At any rate, next to the last street. Oh, my stomach is telling me, you know, it's been a long time since you had that bagel for breakfast. I've got bad Jones for Chinese takeout, though. That's... That's gonna have to get addressed before too long. Might get addressed tonight, I don't know. You got a pot roast. I could do the pot roast tonight. Decisions. These are the earth-shattering artistic decisions that a full-time artist is faced with. Day in and day out. What am I going to fix for dinner? What am I going to have for lunch? And like a lot of them, there's the idea that I might have to skip lunch or dinner. It's not actually under consideration at the moment. So I'm pretty privileged in that regard. At some point in the next week, I've got to go total up all my expenses and give them to my wife so she can file her taxes. We're going to owe a lot of money. Which is okay. Well, it's not okay, but I've got it, so they're not going to put a lien on the house or anything. Just like to make it be as little as possible. As little as I'm allowed. Right now, it's a big number. And that's on top of the even larger number that I've already paid them, so yeah. first world problems. Oh, man, my stomach is telling me. Dude, are you sure you ate today? And I am. I'm absolutely positive. I think my stomach is actually a cat because it's convinced it hasn't been fed this year. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.